Welcome to episode 1177 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. For the next several months, we are exploring a series entitled 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look. And in this section of the series, we are exploring conversations Jesus had tens of hundreds of years ago that remain meaningful for us today. Jesus was in Judea, traveling south, headed toward Jerusalem, where he would soon face his arrest, trial, and crucifixion.
This man seems to be in a hurry.
He was just trying to make sure he didn't miss me. Take a deep breath.
Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone.
Rabbi, I meant no flattery. I've seen how you teach, with authority and with love. I want to know what's true.
You know the commandments given by the Father to Moses on Sinai. Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother.
Yes, these I've kept. I've kept them all, since I was a boy.
One thing you lack.
What is it, Lord? Please, tell me.
Go, sell all you have. Give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come. Follow me.
There is a heavy silence. The young man looks down. His face falls. He glances toward his fine robe, his jeweled ring, the servants in the distance.
What? Everything?
Yes. If you truly want life that endures, you must loosen your grip on the life that fades. Wealth cannot carry you through the narrow gate.
But I've worked hard. I've managed well. My household depends on me, my parents, my position.
My young friend, you are not far from the kingdom of God, but you must choose what you love most. You asked about eternal life. I am offering it.
The rich young man stands slowly. His eyes search Jesus' face, yearning, conflicted, afraid.
I believe you, but I don't know how to let go.
He turns and walks away, head bowed. Jesus watches him go with sorrow. The disciples approach Jesus.
Master, that was hard to watch. He had so much. It made me think about us. We've given up everything, livelihood, homes, family, to follow you.
It is difficult for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God.
But is it wrong to have wealth?
No, but it is dangerous to trust it. Children, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
Then who can be saved?
With man it is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God.
In the Gospels, we encounter a poignant story of a wealthy young man who approaches Jesus with a pressing question. Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? This inquiry, recorded in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, reveals a man earnestly seeking assurance of salvation. Despite his adherence to the commandments, he senses a void. A longing for something more. Jesus responds by highlighting the commandments, to which the young man asserts his lifelong obedience. However, Jesus perceives the deeper issue, an attachment to wealth that hinders full commitment. He challenges the man to sell his possessions, give to the poor, and follow him. The young man departs sorrowfully, unable to relinquish his riches. The term rich young ruler emerges from synthesizing details across the Synoptic Gospels. Matthew identifies him as young. Luke refers to him as a ruler, and all three accounts note his wealth. The Greek word for ruler suggests he held a position of authority, possibly within the synagogue or the Sanhedrin. His youth, status, and wealth paint a picture of a man who seemingly had it all, yet felt something was missing. Jesus' directive to the young man, to sell all he has and follow him, is not a blanket command for all believers to forsake possessions. Rather, it addresses the specific barrier in this man's heart. His wealth had become an idol, obstructing his path to true discipleship. Jesus invites him to a life of radical trust and surrender, emphasizing that eternal life is not earned through deeds, but received through wholehearted commitment to Him. This encounter underscores a vital truth. Discipleship requires prioritizing Jesus above all else. It's a call to examine our own hearts for attachments that may impede our relationship with Him. How do we embrace this call? Identify personal attachments. Reflect on what possessions, relationships, or ambitions may be hindering your full commitment to Christ. Understand true discipleship. Recognize that following Jesus involves surrendering not just actions, but the heart's deepest allegiances. Trust in Jesus' love. Remember that Jesus' call to the rich young ruler was rooted in love. His challenges are invitations to deeper relationship, not mere tests. Embrace eternal perspective. Consider the eternal rewards of following Christ, which far surpass any temporal sacrifices. Let's get deep. What the encounter with the rich young ruler teaches us about Jesus. Jesus looks at us with love, even when we struggle. Mark 10:21 says, "Jesus looked at him and loved him." Before Jesus challenged the young ruler to give up his wealth, he loved him. This is important. Jesus doesn't call us to hard things out of cold judgment, but from deep, compassionate love. He sees our potential. He sees our desires. And even when he knows we might walk away, he offers the invitation. Love precedes command. Jesus sees beyond obedience to the heart's allegiance. The rich young ruler had followed the commandments. He was moral, devout, respectable. But Jesus knew his obedience didn't yet equal surrender. It is possible to be outwardly righteous, but inwardly attached to idols. Jesus probes deeper not to shame us, but to set us free. The man's wealth wasn't the problem. His dependence on it was. Jesus calls us not to checklists, but to wholehearted trust. Jesus doesn't compromise the cost of discipleship. Jesus doesn't lower the bar for the man. He doesn't say, "Well, you've done most things right, just keep trying." He says, "Go, sell, give, follow." Why? Because Jesus knows discipleship is not about spiritual tweaking. It's about spiritual transformation. He loves us too much to let us settle for less than total surrender. Jesus redefines riches and reward. When the young man walks away, Jesus turns to his disciples and teaches that wealth can be a barrier to entering the kingdom, not because wealth is inherently evil, but because it easily deceives. He then says that those who leave everything for him will receive back 100-fold, in this life and the next. Jesus doesn't call us to poverty. He calls us to spiritual wealth that far surpasses earthly riches. He redefines reward in terms of presence, purpose, and eternal promise. Jesus honors honest seeking even if we're not ready yet. The rich young ruler was sincere. He wasn't trying to trap Jesus like the Pharisees often did. He came running, knelt before Jesus, and asked a real question. His heart was stirred. He knew something was missing. And even though he walked away, Jesus didn't ridicule him. His journey wasn't finished yet. This reminds us to show patience with others and ourselves on the path of faith. Some seeds take time to bear fruit. Jesus offers himself as the ultimate treasure. The man asked what he must do to inherit eternal life. Jesus invited him to follow, to walk with him, live with him, know him. Eternal life is not a transaction, it's a relationship. It's not primarily about doing, but about belonging. The treasure Jesus offers is not just heaven, it's himself. He says, "Come, follow me." He is the inheritance. He is the prize. The rich young ruler's story is a mirror reflecting our own struggles with surrender and trust. Jesus' invitation to "come, follow me" extends to each of us, challenging us to lay down our idols and embrace the abundant life he offers. May we respond not with sorrowful reluctance, but with joyful obedience, finding our true treasure in him. Father, we acknowledge the areas in our lives where attachments hinder our walk with you. Grant us the courage to surrender all, trusting in your love and the eternal life you promise. May we follow you wholeheartedly, finding our greatest joy in your presence. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.